We live inside historic moments unaware of their significance. One of my high school teachers told us that. He said historians will one day study our time and lives and suggested we record our observations and thoughts to assist them, or do it for your future children and grandchildren. The hint of sex in our future made the boys leer at the girls, which made the girls giggle and the teacher sigh. 51 years later, I am living in the time of COVID-19. I am in this historic moment with 7,655,957,369 others, give or take. Maybe take, because that could be happening in greater numbers than anyone will admit. There are days I wake up and forget this is happening, and nights I cannot sleep because I know it is. Our youngest granddaughter, after 3 months of connecting with us only through Zoom, dissolved into uncontrollable crying. I miss Ganny and Papa. This happened several times a day for a solid week. To console her, my daughter promised a road trip from their house in Las Vegas to our house in Rockford. I ordered zinc and doubled up on vitamin C. They have been here a month. We painted, danced, sang, cleaned their great-grandparents' gravestones, blew bubbles, watched our old oak tree get cut down, and created a fairy town on the stump. My daughter and grandkids leave in 3 days. The youngest has been crying off and on for the last week. I can't console her because I can't promise when we will see each other again. I won't lie to children about real things. Only magical things. I suggested she take a couple fairy houses home with her. The fairies will fly back and forth and carry messages for us. I wish we were fairies, Ganny. Me too. If I were, I would take away the virus. It would disappear like magic. She looks up and stares at my face for a moment, then shakes her head. That won't happen. No, my smart girl. It won't. My name is Sharon Nesbitt Davis, and that is my perspective.